there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Got to get to at least 8-9 inches, then it's going to be good.
You know, on camera.
I think Edwin Diaz has come out to Narco once since the whole song thing took off.
I was kind of wondering why we keep playing. We're playing it far more than the Mets do.
I think he's had like one save opportunity in the last month.
Telling you, this guy was a curse.
Oh, man. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm going to see if I can get you one of those Tops Now autographs at a great discount.
Okay.
Because he doesn't matter anymore.
I want to.
So
be
maybe
able,
someone got him, and now they're.
I want a baseball card where I press his baseball card and I hear Narco.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want. That's the next level of stuff I want. I want to press a button and I hear Narco.
There you go. The autograph number to 1-4500. You ready?
Yeah, you get me that? Yeah, give it to me.
No, I'm not giving you that.
No, give me that.
How about you, a giant bucket of pasta? That's all you get.
You could have a $4,500 baseball card or a bucket of pasta.
That card comes in the middle of a toilet paper roll. that card should come with playing the song for you. Should be able to get to hear the song.
I think for 4,500 plus tax and everything, he should come and play at your house. And cook for you.
He shows up. To be really rich to have that. What happened? I have Timmy Trumpet. He just is, he's on retainer. What does he do? He just stays at my house, and when I feel like hearing Narco, he plays it.
You could probably have that for a weekend. Yeah. Nothing else, you can get Jose Canseco to come hang out with you for a grand or something like that.
Who was it that had Kenny G? Wow, you knew what I was going to say.
I was just saying it in here when you said
it. Yeah, Kanye West had Kenny G play for Kim Kardashian's birthday.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
It worked out well for Kenny G. He got paid. Oh, it's $10,000 and I'm playing one song?
And I bet you that night it worked out for everybody.
Hey!
You don't know that.
Kenny G is here.
And you got his name wrong, Jason.
Kenny G?
No.
Who's name did
I get
wrong?
Kenny LG? It's Timmy L. Trumpet. It's not just Timmy Trumpet.
Stop. It's not Timmy L.
He took the L that night, and he's never letting go.
Listen, you're going to get Josh Hader in this game for the Dodgers, and you watch what happens
when that does. Please, baseball.
You watch. Hey, really quick, because we talked about offensive lines a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
With the Dolphins. Look, they're 3-0. The offensive line is their MVP. Allowing Tua to be upright. Look, Tua doesn't need a lot of time to throw the football, but he does need to be able to keep the play alive long enough to take advantage of the athleticism of his receivers, and that's what's going on right now. The OL has been great, right? He was hit three times on Sunday. They had a great game the week before. And then you have this latest news, and I have a sneaking suspicion. I'll call my shot right now. Even if he's healthy to come back this week, and he probably will be, we're not going to see Zach Wilson for the Jets. The Jets just put their left tackle, George Fant, on injured reserve.
Yep.
They're now rolling with a third-string lineman at tackle, a fourth-round rookie at right tackle. The offensive line has been the Bermuda Triangle for the Jets.
Sure.
They signed Dwayne Brown. Here's 2 years and $20 million. He made it seven practices before he wound up going on to IR. They're not going to bring Zach Wilson back with this kind of protection until they know, hey, we can put him out there and he's not going to get crunched. All right, so hey, Joe Flacco, guess what? You got another week out there behind this offensive line. Good luck. They're not going to get him hurt. They're already 1-2. Look, you know the season's not going anywhere because they still have the same problems. They're going to be down 10-0 to the Steelers again on Sunday in the first quarter because it's what the Jets do. But with this kind of situation, you don't have your left tackle. So you have a brand new player starting at left tackle, third stringer. You have a rookie who's had one start and a fourth rounder, not even a highly sought after rookie. The guy you got in the fourth round who's a development guy is starting at right tackle. Yeah, you're going to see Joe Flacco another week. The elite Joe Flacco will get one more start.
Yeah, there's no reason to rush it. And you've got to assess where you're at, right? If Zach Wilson is still your guy, bringing him in and bringing him back in this situation is foolhardy, right? All those debates that flow from the Chargers and Jaguars game of Sunday. Should Herbert have played? Should he have not? Obviously, a much greater chance to win. In this case, you just had guys dropping like flies, and now you're in a real world of hurt trying to figure out how to navigate the next part of your season. For the Jets, Flacco's been fine. And with all of the upheaval on the offensive line, a guy that was already reticent to get rid of the ball, already had occasions in his past performances, and it's been a minute, but had put himself in harm's way. No, you've got to protect him from himself and not throw him to the wolves in his first game back as that offensive line tries to coordinate things.
It'll be Joe. One more time, Joe, you'll get to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Congratulations. One last time. Yeah, it is. As the Jets will finish their tour through the AFC North at 1-3. It's just going to happen that way. And Mitchell Trubisky is going to have another craptastic day where he throws for 150 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and the Steelers are going to win 17-9. There's your final score.
Yay. Could have won their last two games.
Yay.
They could have been looking at 4-0.
They could have. You know how the Jets would have won their last two games? Had they been better.
Well, I didn't mean the Jets.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, had they been a better team, they might have won more games.
We'll be talking about Mitchell Trubisky in a whole different light on Monday.
Sure. So we have more football on the way, but tonight or earlier today, In the final game before the World Cup, their final tune-up, the United States men's national team tied Saudi Arabia 0-0. Saudi is not a power. Saudi is not a great team. Saudi is not a team that's going to cause problems. Saudi's a team that's, really? Nothing? And that finishes a very disappointing run-up to the World Cup.
Well, they had a couple
for
of
the U.S. team.
Justin Turner-like slides trying to take guys' legs out.
Yeah, they did. And Greg Berhalter, the head coach, was very critical of the team the last few games. They said they're below normal levels in their World Cup warm-up game. So he is not happy. And I want to say, oh, he's not happy. You know, this is the thing now. The World Cup is coming, and it's going to be a big deal for us because we are, when they want to play, the United States is one of the five best teams in the world. We can be. I watch how, when they're motivated, how fast
they
are.
The United States men's team?
Yes, when they're motivated.
You're watching the same games?
When they're motivated, how fast they are, they can beat almost. They're already a top 10 team. But they could be. They're a top. When they're motivated, they're a top five
10?
Team.
Wow,
they are. I think.
No, I like that.
They're the ninth ranked team in the country.
There's no way
in the world. Hang on. Let me.
The world's falling off. Then
USMNT world. Okay, they've been anywhere between 9th and 13th. That's where they've been the last few months.
14 right now, yo.
4-9. Okay, so where are you seeing 14th
you're
right
off.
Now?
14.
Where are you seeing 14 right now? Wait, are you just
I'm finding it on MLSsoccer.com.
Steve DeSager's are better than yours.
The last FIFA rankings were end of August. Brazil, number one.
Okay, yes. Okay, so there's the United States, fourth, yes. Anywhere, okay, so between 9th and 14th over the course of the
best. That would be 14th.
Yes, okay. So now,
meanwhile,
Saudi Arabia, they're 14th.
And Saudi Arabia, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep looking.
Yeah, you have to go to
page two of the rankings. Let's go to page two.
They are number 53 in the world, just ahead of Romania.
Oh, I'll tell you, if we can get Romania, I'll tell you, that'd be something.
Just out of Romania and Burkina Faso.
That's not a real country.
And this is what we're wasting time with?
It's not a real country.
The 14th ranked something?
It's not a real country.
What are we doing, guys?
It's not a real country. when they want to play, they play great. They're also a team that sometimes looks like they don't even want to be there.
Like the Mets, yeah.
The Mets have been very difficult.
See what you did? You activated him.
I did. He was at Frostburg. You know what it is?
You're making up faulty rankings.
No.
When I said
the hater thing, you know, that really jumped up. Oh, here it is. But what I can't believe is that here we are, this is the last game, and Berhalter is still making, like, wholesale changes. Like, he still doesn't know what he wants the roster to be going into the World Cup. There's no more games. The prep games are over. It's been 4 years of trying to figure out who you want where, and still, great players aren't starting. They're coming off the bench, and this is what I'm afraid the World Cup is going to be. It's going to be a mix-and-match team. He's not going to get the lineup right, and the United States is going to suck, and it's going to be what happened, and Berhalter's going to get fired, and somebody else is going to come in. It's going to be an next run for the World Cup. Like, how do you not know who your guys are with going into the World Cup? Not with a year to go, not with 6 months to go, not when we're in the middle of qualifying. How do you not really know who your
team is? Jason, it was a friendly.
How do you not even? There was nothing friendly about this game, Frostburg. Zero was friendly about this. Nothing. How do you not know?
You addressed him directly. I was waiting for him to respond. How do you not know? Everybody debates soccer.
I mean, he's got to announce his roster in a month, and I don't think he knows. I think he's got 40 names on the roster of who
now,
it might be.
I watched this as I was getting some work done earlier today, and there just seemed to be no level of urgency that this had any meaning other than let's get through unscathed. You had a couple of your young stars who barely touched the ball. Pulisic comes off the pitch, throws the captain's armband, walks past Berhalter, doesn't say a word to him. So I was like, all right, what is going on here? And we do it with body language and tablets being thrown and whatever on NFL Sundays and guys giving each other the cold shoulder on an NBA bench. So here you have it. Hey, United States men's team. This is great. Absolute. You can see how close they all are with each other and how much the coach has really fostered that atmosphere of camaraderie. 14th.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's...
14?
Shut up.
14?
It's... I'm afraid what we're going to see.
But this game wasn't even a, hey, you were close to losing to this squad because they really had no... defensive efforts that really had to be Herculean at all. It was more a, here's another slide tackle where the guy comes in high spikes. Like, all right, normally we'd give you a red card, but because it's a friendly, we're going to give you a yellow. And the announcers are going along with this, going, yeah, you know, you really shouldn't throw a guy out and have them be down a man. I'm like, no! He acted the ass. He deserves the red card. Send him packing. Like, what are we doing here? Like, that's a grossly unsafe play. It doesn't matter. That's fine. It's a friendly. Don't you know? It's all friendly. Watch this guy. He's going to take him down hard, down in the corner. He made no play on the ball and just swept the leg like he was out of Cobra Kai.
Jason has no faith in his country.
I don't know that I have faith in this team and this head coach.
No, that's a really deep philosophical thing right now, man. Frostberg. What are you doing?
The players are talented. They're talented. They're good. It's just how do you not know? How do you not know who you're playing? What's happening?
Hates his country.
No, yes, exactly. I'm rooting against the United States. Go England. Go England. I don't even know. I'll be singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee. I remember singing that in second grade.
You're going to start singing God Save the Queen?
No, we didn't do that. Well, the Sex Pistols version, yeah. No, remember we did? We sang My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Yes.
And the Star Spangled Banner when I was in second grade. This is like 1978. We would still sing that. I'm like, that just makes no sense.
Yeah, we all sang it with a very deep voice for some reason.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
So you're kind of like you were in the Whiffen Poofs.
Something like that. I was actually watching those episodes today. Very strange. It's like you're stalking me in my next Netflix viewing.
You're up to the Whiff and Poof West Wing episodes?
No. No, that appears in Gilmore Girls.
Oh, the Whiff and Poofs were in West Wing.
Oh, okay.
Whiff and Poofs. I like saying
that. Yeah, no, I didn't watch.
Whiff and Poofs.
See, it comes back to Bradley Whitford.
The Whiff and Poofs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now here in L.A., the second of two Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts is going on, and you know, I know a lot of people who are going to go to this tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge, really hot ticket. There's no bigger ticket in rock and roll. And, I, you know, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this turned out to be the Foo Fighters, if this should be their last concert. Like if this was it. I mean, it's an emotional time they've had. You know, you had that incredible moment a couple weeks ago when Taylor Hawkins' kid is playing drums in the set and they're playing My Hero. And I just wonder if this is it. Like, this could be one of those true retirement kind of concerts, and the Foo Fighters are going to go in different directions for a while.
Just figure out what is next.
Yeah.
Right, as we watch them Crooked Vultures get back together in London, excited by the artist list for tonight over at the Forum. I know traffic was certainly hitting a snarl trying to get into the parking lot over there. But
maybe just, traffic was actually playing up there. You know, maybe they were.
Little John Barleycorn Must Die. Nicely done if you can get Stevie Winwood out there.
I knew I wasn't going to slip that traffic.
No, there's no chance. No chance. That was one of the albums that was in heavy rotation in the Harmon household when I was a kid. But yeah, it could very well be a, hey, we're taking a hiatus and try to explore some other avenues. But certainly watching the first concert, which was like 6 hours long.
Yeah.
I revisit that time and again. I mean, the Queen set was next level stuff.
There's only one way to know if this is it.
How do we know?
If they play 18 nights in a row at the Forum,
it's a final. Oh, that's going to be it. If they can keep the Forum open like Prince, that would be it.
I had tickets for one of those at some point, but the kids got sick.
Oh.
So I couldn't stay out till 3 in the morning when the concert actually started.
Mm. I'll tell you, that was, it ended, you know, that was something about those concerts that when the Prince saved the Forum, the 31-21 concerts, 31 concerts in 21 nights, or with 31 nights, 21 concerts, sorry. He didn't do two a day.
31 and 21?
No, he did 21 in
two a day.
I got a concert at noon and another one's coming up at 8. No, it was 21 concerts in 31 nights. And the funny thing is that as great as it was, because he did like 11 encores, and the last one he did, there was like 3,000 people left in the Forum. The lights were on, everybody had left, but I had heard stay.
Pancakes for people. It was great. Yeah,
dude, he comes out with the lights on, him and Sheila E. do a 10-minute version of Love Bizarre. It was fantastic. But he would keep saying in the middle of the concert, going, y'all having a good time tonight? Yeah. Y'all gonna tell your friends to buy tickets to come to the shows this weekend and next week? Yeah. Text your friends now, tell them to buy tickets.
Well, but the big deal was the tickets were only $25.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was the thing that, you know, the legend of it, for those unaware, I mean, obviously the audience has, nationwide and globally, you've got maybe that anecdote that you knew he saved it. But the fact that tickets were so affordable, but you showed up and you had no idea what time he was starting. One night it might be 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Next night it might be 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like, it was more
like an old
variance,
Guns N' Roses show.
Yeah. Even more variance than that, yeah.
What time are Guns N' Roses coming on? Well, they're supposed to be on at 9.
Well, Skid Row's going to play at 8.
So whenever the hell Axl shows up, that's when we start.
Whenever he's in the right frame of mind, that's when we're going to get going.
Axl's not even in the state right now, so you want to wait. We're trying to get him here as fast as we can.
But on this last tour, he was showing up on stage before the scheduled start time. Like, I went and saw
well,
it in August.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they're going to start at 8, like 7:50. All of a sudden, there's the
video.
Let's go. Wow, all right.
Go.
Are you sure it was him?
Yeah,
100%.
Are you sure?
I had fantastic seats, so yes, I...
They can't get away with what they got away with 25 years ago. We're going to show up and have a concert, whatever, and you're still going to pay for it. No. You're going to show up when we want you to show up now if we're going to come see
you play.
Where's
Slash?
Okay.
He's under the stage.
It might not be Slash. Could be just a guy in a wig. Could be just a guy in a wig with sunglasses. It can shred. It's all you need.
At either a backwards baseball cap or a top hat, depending on his mood.
Top hat, yeah.
So get ready, because the arrival is here for Trevor Lawrence, right? The guy we thought that was going to be a superstar last year has a horrendous first year in the NFL. He doesn't flash at all, and things look dire, and you're lowering his ceiling. But He is arriving. Just like a month ago, I told you that Jalen Hurts was going to be the NFL MVP, and now here you are week three, and it's, hey, Jalen Hurts might be the MVP through 3 weeks of the NFL. Yeah. In a month, this is what people will be saying about Trevor Lawrence. He has arrived. He is here. He's the guy we thought he was going to be a year ago. He has looked like a different quarterback. And, you know, I always say, you know, what do I know about football? But watching him the last couple of weeks, especially this week against the Chargers, when they just blitzed the crap out of them, 38-10. And I know the Chargers were dinged up, but still, this is embarrassing. And this shows you that the Jaguars have really picked it up. He's different. He is more confident. You can tell he's making confident throws, which is different from, hey, I'm confident I'm making throws, because you still don't see the arm speed, the ball get to where it needs to be. He is making confident throws. He has better body language. He's getting outside the tackle box. He's making accurate throws. He is a different quarterback. Congratulations. Doug Peterson is the perfect hire. And we told you when it happened, how is Doug Peterson sitting around? Yes, things ended poorly in Philadelphia. They were at odds, and they fired Doug Peterson. But this is a guy walking around who's a quarterback guru that won a Super Bowl, and he won it with Nick Foles. Yeah, he was a great hire. He fell into the Jaguars' lap, and now you're looking at the result of what the output has been for the last few weeks and months since he's been working with the team, because the Jaguars' offense. The receivers aren't great. You got a couple of guys that are nice, and you've been high on Christian Kirk for a while. He's good. He's not a game-breaking wide receiver. He's not a Justin Jefferson, but he's good. But you look at the top three guys are him and Zay Jones and Marvin Jones, and still the Jaguars' offense is terrific. They have the best offense in the division. They're scoring a ton. It is a different Jaguars team, and he is a different quarterback. And now the superstardom for Trevor Lawrence is arriving. In a month, it's going to be now Trevor Lawrence, who's the best quarterback under 25 in the NFL? All topics that people are going to do to try to shoehorn Trevor Lawrence into conversations. He's finally here. He has been that guy, and now that he has the right coaching, he's not only playing well, but he's making things happen with just a bunch of guys. There's 20 teams with better wide receiver rooms than the Jaguars have, but there's not 20 teams with more output than what the Jaguars have.
Yeah, and his continued success makes Herb look like he didn't know what he was doing.
Ooh, what do you mean, look? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Even more so, right? No, but look, we've got all the tales. We've got all the books that'll be written about the year of dysfunction in Jacksonville. But coming out of the season, one might still put some sizable chunk of the blame pie in the locker of Trevor Lawrence, right? That you could say, well, he didn't adapt. He's still looking at it like college, the game speed too much and whatever. But you see Doug Peterson comes in, and in three games, they're light years ahead of where he was, right? One off season, three games, and he's looking like the guy, you know, the chosen one that he's supposed to have been for all these years. Urban Meyer now looks like he might as well have just been playing darts, throwing something against a, what are we going to call next? Thump. That's it. Put it on the script. And so you just had this mess, and now that's clean. Now you've got a division that's there to win. Lovie Smith may have the love of his players. Conservative, and they don't have any explosive players, truly. Davis Mills on occasion with Brandon Cooks. Damian Pierce looks like he could be a real one, but they're light years ahead, away, I should say, from being a team that's going to be able to put up enough points to win consistently. They're going to be dogfights time and again. Tennessee, after week two, everybody was calling for Malik Willis, pulling out all his stats, all his measurables, anything they saw in the preseason. Remember that one run he had? All of that. And so all of a sudden, that's the excitement. And then the Colts. You love the offensive line. You love the run game. You love Michael Pittman Jr. You don't love Matt Ryan. You haven't loved Matt Ryan for a long time.
No, since before 20. The last time people loved Matt Ryan when it was 28-3. That's right. the last time they loved Matt Ryan.
You could sell that he's better than Wentz, I guess.
Better than Wentz. I don't know that's like you want to wear that
but,
as
but
a
I mean,
sign
that,
around
But I mean, that
neck.
Was the big thing, right? Because Jim Irsay, and look, I'm not a Wentz guy, and clearly he turtled at the end of that regular season game against the Jaguars last year, and now you watched him get obliterated in that game against Philadelphia and absorb 9 sacks, and talking and going back and forth with a couple of ex-NFL linemen. And of course, they're going to stick up for their guys. Like, yeah, at least 4 of those are on Wentz, not getting rid of the football. So that's what you got. So you replace him with Matt Ryan, and Shaquille Leonard hasn't played yet, and they don't know when he's going to be ready. You don't have any discernible receiving options outside of Michael Pittman Jr. That showed in that game against Jacksonville, right, when he was missing. So Jacksonville, suddenly the world opens up, which means all the conversations everybody avoided even mentioning Trevor Lawrence, let's not even pretend he exists. He's in a world of hurt down there in Jacksonville, because if we start talking about it, we got to talk about everything else going on in Jacksonville. Now it's, hey, Trevor Lawrence, you're in a really good spot to be the golden child to step forward in year 2.
I'll tell you, he also was able to avoid all the arrows last year. Trevor Lawrence is not good. Trevor Lawrence hasn't flashed. And that's a really important thing, to not get hit with so much criticism that you start to lose confidence and you wonder, am I in the right system? Am I working? You want to be able to play fast and not think too much. And I know that's what Zach Wilson is going through.
Well, they fixed the glitch. You
know? Yeah.
As soon as Urban Meyer got him, but as soon as he got himself fired, you were on scholarship for the rest of the year.
I mean, now think about with your mind cleared just for a second about Doug Peterson getting hired by the Jaguars. You would say, now that we've had some time in between him getting fired by the Eagles and now here he is with the Jaguars, it's, wow, how is he walking around without a gig? I mean, there's not many guys that have won Super Bowls that are walking around available to be a head coach. Not many guys that have won Super Bowls in the last 5 years that suddenly, hey, things got sour because A, it was Philadelphia. B, things got weird with the front office. Okay, I understand that, but we got so wrapped up in that at the time. Look at Doug Peterson, the last game of the year against Washington a couple of years ago when he took Jalen Hurts out of the game because he didn't want Jalen Hurts to get hurt, and they were worried about the draft position. Maybe they were going to draft earlier, and that was a whole big controversy. It was, oh, Doug Peterson's got to go. And meanwhile, it's the end of the year, and it's tanking, and tanking happens now. It's much more acceptable than it's ever been. Suddenly, Doug Peterson doesn't look so bad. And you get to the point, it's a short leap to, hey, what are we doing not hiring Doug Peterson? And look at him now, we're getting what he's getting out of Trevor Lawrence. All right, this is a phenomenal job. And I mean it, we're in on this early because we're always ahead of the curve. We're telling you conversations going on right now about Trevor Lawrence that we're having that everybody else is going to want to have in a couple of weeks.
It's coming, especially if they can keep this prodigious start. Averaging 11 points more per game than any other team in the division. And right now, you know, when we go team by team, there's questions, even for a lot of the would-be heavyweights, right? Kansas City, are they going to score enough points? Are Mahomes and Bieniemy going to fight? You've got the Packers, that the team you see now, you don't expect it to look anything like this in week 13, but Romeo Doubs looks like he could be a guy. The Buccaneers will get healthy, but all of them have questions. At what rate do those guys come back, and can they weather the storm? Jaguars right now, you look at it, defense is playing well, flying around the ball, got a good defensive line, best against the run. James Robinson is playing well on the other side, offering balance, averaging 4.5 a clip and giving you a receiver out of the backfield, both he and Etienne. Like, I have the fewest questions about them right now, and that's a really weird place to be 3 weeks into a season after what a dumpster fire 2021 was.
Urban Meyer, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I'm just picturing so many people, so many octogenarians dancing, wearing colorful clothes on a cruise ship.
Why is that a bad thing?
I just want a picture.
I'm ready to hit the cruise ship.
I didn't say it.
I got a couple of years from now. I'm ready.
You're like Cosmo Kramer. I got dates every night, Jerry. Del Boca Vista, phase three.
Nah. Dance like nobody's watching. Isn't that the deal?
Apparently,
yeah.
We're just going to get lied to all year by the Brooklyn Nets.
Right, and the Suns.
Yeah, one of the big storylines the last 24 hours after media days have gone on in the NBA is the suddenly niceties that we're getting from Kevin Durant, Steve Nash, Kyrie Irving, although Kyrie Irving is more bad. I turned down $100 million to not get vaccinated. Okay. But Kevin Durant was asked about his trade demand, and now he's back with the Nets. He says, it happened. I realized they weren't just going to give me away because I'm a great player. Oh, so now things are okay. Today, Steve Nash was asked about his relationship with Kevin Durant, and he said, quote, "We're fine. We're good. Ever since we talked, it's been like nothing's changed. I have a long history with Kevin. I love the guy. Families have issues. We had a moment, and it's behind us." Just stop. Just stop. Stop. It's been awful for the last 2 years. A team with all this talent couldn't put it together. He wanted you fired. He wanted the general manager fired. fired, and now things are okay? Come on, man. Don't sit here and just say everything's fine. How long is it going to take till this blows up? A week into the season? 2 weeks? What's it going to be until Kyrie says something or KD says something and Steve Nash is nowhere to be found? Just don't sit here and just look
Wait,
at me
just
and lie to me.
Steve Nash disappeared?
Don't lie to me.
I mean, they are in Brooklyn.
Where is Steve Nash in any drama that goes on with KD and Kyrie? Nowhere. He's nowhere. He's part of the nameless, faceless Nets front office that KD and Kyrie are so often at odds with.
Well, but we joked about it. They did at the time. Yeah, we really don't need a coach.
Of course.
They're going to put a guy in here.
But he loves Kevin Durant. Come on, man. Don't sit here and just tell me everything is fine and you love the
guy. Well, it's kind of like with the Russell Westbrook quote, right? Not everybody at work is going to like you. Hell, a lot of times not even the people in your home like you. Everybody's looking around getting all nervous. As I said, maybe the person sitting next to you in the car doesn't like you right now. But for Kevin Durant, it's the I don't know how to best term it. It's the uneasy detente, right? That what's the thing that's going to set it into motion again? Is there going to be something that pushes back on Kyrie?
It'll be the
tiniest fact that he
thing.
Didn't get his contract suddenly becoming an issue.
It
if
could
he
be
gets
over
hurt.
If someone parks in a parking spot and they're just over the white line. Oh, I can't believe you did that. I'm coming. I want Steve Nash fired.
That's what I want to do to a bunch of people around here. In our parking lot. What a clown show this place is sometimes with the way people park.
It is. It's very difficult. But, I mean, look, how long is this really going to go? Do you really think this is going to work?
Nah.
We suddenly now it's going to work. We keep waiting and waiting. It didn't work in the beginning. You made a big trade. It didn't work. You made another big trade. That didn't
work.
Well,
you had Ben Simmons doing all sorts of breakdowns of the plays that we've been talking about for the last 2 years. Like, you know how you put all that to bed? You get back out of court and play.
The Nets are going to be the biggest train wreck. Things are going to blow up early because this is how it goes with this group of players. Suddenly, KD's going to be quiet. Kyrie Irving is going to love everybody. No, the guy wanted out, and he wound up not. Kyrie says, I want out. Guess what? You're staying. Kevin Durant says, I want the head coach fired, the general manager fired. No, not only are you staying, we're keeping both of these guys.
You know what's great? They listen to the show, though. It's proof positive. Once again, power brokers in the NBA listen to me. And what I have to say, tell them to beat it. You're not trading them. You either come back and you're not going to like it. I don't care. Go play basketball.
Let's just pretend that when the calendar changes, things are going to get better just because. This is what the Nets are trying to tell. And they're trying to say, we've swept everything under the rug. It's fine. Everything is okay. Look, Nash was asked about, hey, what about the reports he asked for you to be fired? What did he say today? I never thought that was 100%. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, what's real, what's imagined, what's sources, sauces, whatever we want to call it.
I never thought that was 100%. So you thought, what, 80%?
Well,
he 90% wanted him fired?
Maybe.
93%
wanted
him fired.
Maybe he turned to a friend in anger after a game that didn't go their way.
What a
mess. Said, man, I'm done with this guy. I can't do this anymore. And all of a sudden, he's tapping to one of his friends in the media, and it becomes a blown up deal. And it really was just a momentary lapse of reason.
They're just going to, very nice. They're just going to lie to us on the turning away and make us believe that everything is fine. And
now,
it's not.
Time is certainly something we have to watch here. The time factor of it all. And exactly. But here's the other thing. Is you're looking around in the East going, we can go and get this. Because look at one of our chief competitors. What's worse, this situation or Udoka being out in Boston?
Oh, it just opens the door for the Knicks. It's all it opens the door right
but
for the
But legitimately,
Knicks.
Like it opens
yeah.
the door
yeah,
for other teams to go
not
in
Not for them,
the
no.
Spot.
Not for them. No, not them. No, not them. No. Suddenly now they're
going
to... No, it's a train wreck. It's going to be, they're going to lie to us, and we're going to see it laid out bare in front of us very quickly after opening night. Maybe
like
not opening
night.
The
sun is eclipsed by the moon.
Boy, do we have an NFL gambling proposition for you coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.